Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the Bukova sisters, some Debussy, the music of the Abbess Hildegard von Bingen, and yes, some oboe music. Let's begin by going back to the Baroque. I'm talking about Beatles style. This selection comes from the talents of Peter Breiner. Now, Breiner began his piano lessons at the tender age of 4 and went on to study at the Bratislava Conservatory and the Prague College of Music and Drama. Now, he's since done a lot in music publishing and choral directing, jazz pianist, also as a conductor. He also started his own chamber orchestra, and it's the likes of those that we're going to hear today. This is the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 2 in the style of Vivaldi. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some tunes that you might know in a different genre, but arranged this time by Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra. That was Briner's Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 2 in the style of Vivaldi. We're going to continue now with some music by Rachmaninoff, his trio Elegiaque in D minor, Opus 9. Now, this was written in memory of Tchaikovsky and is very similar to Tchaikovsky's own piano trio in A minor. Now, he began writing this in October, back in 1893, and completed it in December. The first performance was in Moscow on the 31st of January in 1894, with Rachmaninoff himself playing the piano part. Today we're going to hear a great performance by the Bukova sisters. They were born in Kazakhstan and went on to study at the Tchaikovsky Conservatoire, winning many an important competition. And they also became something like the cultural elite of Russia. But at that time, they were not allowed to travel or perform abroad. Althea, who was the cellist, was unhappy with these restrictions, and she did defect to England, and her sisters joined her after the restrictions were lifted back in 1989. Well, today they're all together again, and we're going to hear the final allegro from Rachmaninoff's trio Elegiaque, number 2 in D minor.
Thank you.
The Bukova Sisters and the Final Allegro from Rachmaninoff's trio, Elegiac in D minor. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And sometimes composers do very well in capturing pictures in their music, and Debussy was one such composer. Of his nocturnes, he writes, "Nuage renders the unchanging aspect of the sky and the slow solo motion of the clouds fading away in gray tones, lightly toned with light." Well, let's see if you can hear and see that image in the opening of Nuage from Debussy's Nocturnes. We're going to hear a performance by the Los Angeles Philharmonic with Esa-Pekka Salonen directing. the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra with Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting, and that was the beautiful Nuage from Debussy's Nocturnes. This next selection comes from a true visionary of her time, a composer, philosopher, Christian mystic, and Benedictine abbess. From the age of three, the abbess Hildegard von Bingen was reported to have visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God through the five senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And in 1141, at the age of 42, Hildegard received a vision she believed to be an instruction from God to write down which you see and hear. Well, what resulted is stunningly haunting music, which she herself described, and I quote, "Every element has a sound, an original sound from the order of God. All those sounds unite, like the harmony from harp and zithers." Well, let's hear these sounds unite with Emma Kirkby, joined by the members of the Gothic Voices.
Oh. in symphonia sonet. Propter dulcissima virgine, et laudabilem Mariam. Dei genet
How beautiful is that? That was the sounds of Emma Kirkby and the members of Gothic Voices, two selections from their disc, A Feather on the Breath of God. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, and you ask what? Well, I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, music by two oboes. Handel's trio sonatas are incredibly playful and beautiful, and they were composed, well, we think within two decades of his life. He wrote over six sonatas for two oboes and basso continuo, presumably in his early youth, although some scholars argue that the maturity and style may differ. In any case, it's just good music. Here are Ingo Goritzky and Burkhard Gladsner and the sonata for oboe, for two oboes and continuo in G major.
Thank you.
A lovely performance by Ingo Goretzky and Burkhard Gladsner. That was Handel's Sonata in G Major for two oboes and continuo. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do believe we have time for one more selection, coming from a cheeky disc called Opera for the Masses by the Derivative Duo. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. Now, you'll probably recognize the music, but do take a close listen to the words. Enjoy.
Have you seen our neighbors yet?
Oh, you mean those handsome fellows?
Yes, they're gay, I won't say more.
And they're moving in next door.
Why, well, I'm just frightened to the core.
Don't let your son go out to play.
Why, they might snatch him right away.
Don't let your husband get a peep.
He might give in, you know he's weak.
Well, I'm so terribly afraid.
Cause if they touch me, I'll get AIDS. And then they march in those parades. Twirl batons,
pink chiffons.
If they don't control their vice, they won't get into paradise. It's just not nice. I saw a special on the TV.
I heard a speech by Jerry Falwell.
I listened to Anita Bryant.
I know it's right, they can't deny it.
Propaganda,
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 propaganda, propaganda, propaganda.
And we are certain we can say
our children never will be gay.
Won't be
a lot of propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. For they'll grow up a normal way. We know that truth is black and white.
For we are speaking from the right.
A noble fight. Propaganda. For we are speaking from the right. Propaganda, we know that truth is black and white.
Propaganda, propaganda,
propaganda, we know that truth is black and white. And we'll put up a noble fight, for we are speaking from the right.
The humor and the musical stylings of the Derivative Duo, and that was Propaganda. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me, and I hope you'll join me next time. Till then.